This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Connect the dots if you could. Is there any new information in terms of connecting the folks who were stopped at the Verrazano Bridge, the man they're seeking, and the multiple bombings that we've seen in the New York area over the weekend?
Well, I think you start with the multiple locations. You had Seaside Park in New Jersey, Elizabeth in New Jersey, Chelsea in Manhattan. And when the bombs were explored, there were certain commonalities among the bombs. They weren't identical, but certain technology was the same, certain chemicals were the same, which started to fuel a theory that there was a common group behind the bombs. Some of the bombs were not detonated. Those bombs often provide more evidence. You can get fingerprints off a bomb that's not detonated. You can get DNA off a bomb that's not detonated. So that really drove the investigation. The investigation is now targeted at a particular person of interest, as you mentioned, Rahmani, and there's a all points bulleted out for him as an individual of interest. He's of Afghan descent. Our information is that he's a U.S. citizen, but of Afghan descent, and that's now the focus of the investigation. We're trying to say at the same time that as the intent of terrorism is to disrupt, is to intimidate, is to coerce, they're not successful. Mm-hmm. And New York is up and running. Subways are running. The roads are open. 29 people were hurt. Thankfully, no fatalities. But to the extent they were trying to disrupt New York, it didn't happen. And we're going to have more security personnel than ever assembled over this next week during the U.N. General Assembly.
Well, Governor Cuomo right there on Morning Joe, that's, you know, kind of an update on what has been going on since the weekend with these bombing attacks. And, boy, this it is amazing, and I'm grateful for the efforts of, you know, the first responders and the personnel to do their work and figure this out. As the governor mentioned, Ahmad Khan Rahami is wanted, you know, in connection with these bombings, a naturalized citizen from Afghanistan. So they are on a search for him. And I understand that, Scott, they've already arrested. They're detaining right now five people. And in connection with these bombings, perhaps they have information or there's some direct relationship with them and Rahami. And, of course, that information will come out. I know that repeatedly over the weekend, as people were speaking about the bombings and there was sensitivity about even calling it a bombing, which amazes me. I mean, how ridiculous that we've become. You know, bombs were involved. It was a bombing, you know, but some pundits. I mean, this is how crazy our ideology has become, and politically sensitive things are, you know, in not calling it for what it is. I think that no doubt it is an act of terror now. And I think the sensitivity for some, particularly on the left, whenever you say terror, it's like you throw out the race card against against Muslims. Nobody said anything about Muslims. It was, you know, clearly you've got a disruptive force that's going on here and what's going on. And, you know, it wasn't just one. So some kind of weird possible you know, maybe something in the building electronically, or maybe some gas explosion and that sort of thing. But they knew right away there was a bomb, but they were just trying to keep a lid on it until they got some information so people didn't get overly scared. But still, it is a position, and I think Donald Trump said it correctly, it is a perspective of being alert. That's what this is all about. Well, good morning. We're in Modesto. Yes, we are. It's Monday in Modesto. Bill Martinez here, and we've got more coming up. You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As I said, it's Monday in Modesto, California here. Last night we wrapped up a telethon that I was honored to be a part of, the United Assyrian Appeal Telethon. Really incredible. And a gal especially that co-hosted with me, Elma Adi. And Elma is a Syrian-American activist, a documentarian. She and Jordan Alit that we had interviewed last week regarding the movie Our Last Stand. It's really one woman's journey to reveal the plight of Christians in Iraq and Syria. This has been something that has continued to, just touch my heart and grow on me in terms of, attention, that we need to really focus on what's going on. I know a lot of people see what's happening with the Christians there in the Nineveh Plains in the Middle East and Syria and Iraq. And it is amazing, the stories that Elma documents, so heart-touching, a young girl being torn out of the arms of her mother as her father stands by and can do nothing. A young boy, especially, one of the final scenes that we had in the telethon was this young boy, maybe 10, 12 years old, that, wants some hope. He's looking to God. He's looking for anybody. He just wants to, live a normal life, play soccer again, do what little 10 and 12 year old boys do. And amazing what he's having to go through. And last night was all about honoring, empowering, and supporting Assyrian military families. And I want to thank Elma, our partners that were there, Assyria Sat Television, KBES, 89.5 FM radio in Modesto, that live streamed, the entire telethon, and for those that gave so generously. And if it is upon your heart and you want to do something, because this is something that I hear quite often, is, Bill, what can we do about it? I said, well, we all have a part to play, whether it's praying with an archbishop from Peru who came on and gave the initial blessing, and really ask that people pray Psalm 91. Pray Psalm 91 every day for the Assyrian soldiers, what they're doing there, how they're able to hold the land. And that's what they're doing. They're holding back ISIS right now, and with an army that I cannot get into detail, obviously, but I can tell you they are holding ISIS back. They have been doing this, and it's been a grassroots level type of situation with little to zero help from our government. It has just been all these people, these people at a local level, a grassroots level. In fact, I had an interview opportunity to talk to a young man who is American, Assyrian. Took off, spent a month on it at his own expense, took him 2 years to do it, and went there on the front lines to support, you know, his blood, his fellow Assyrian Christians. Incredible stories, and later on we're going to have more information on Elma's documentary, Our Last Stand, which is being, you know, shown across this country. Her and Jordan are taking the movie, you know, from coast to coast and doing what they can to expose it. But we had a chance to share parts of it last night. But again, I thank everybody who participated. I thank you for those of you that did donate. And if you'd like more information, go to UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org, UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org for all the information. With us right now is Robert Back. It is good to have him back with us, and he is the author of the book, which I have in front of me, and I've been blessed to be reading it and to have read it, Prayer at Full Throttle, speaking of prayer, High Performance-Based Prayers Make Miracles Happen. Robert, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Good morning. And I was just listening to those last couple minutes of the information you were sharing with everybody. And literally 5 minutes ago, I was reading John 16 that says, those who kill you will think they are doing a holy service for God. You know, isn't that something? Because when you look at some of the atrocities going on around the world with ISIS, particularly in their attack on Christians, mm-hmm. if they think they're doing that for God.
Exactly.
Can you actually believe that? It's so it's horror. And, you know, America needs to rise up, and we need to just, we need to take care of this.
And you don't want to put yourself in the hands of a holy God. And the time, you know, repeatedly in the Bible, Robert, we read how God gets very angry when he's misrepresented.
Yeah, people forget God's got a temper. Jesus had a temper. You know, the way, you know, if people, here's my shout out. If people have questions about religion or Christianity, get an easy reading New Testament. There's plenty of friendly translations out there. And just read the New Testament for yourself so you know personally what's in there, because so much of what we've been taught is, in fact, misrepresented, even in what we think is a Christian church. And one of the things we're supposed to do is to overcome and prevail against evil.
Yes.
So never forget that while Jesus was kind and loving, Jesus himself had a temper. He flipped tables and cracked whips when he felt like it. So there's a lot of enlightenment in that book. In fact, not to do a shameless book promo, but one of the things that Prayer at Full Throttle has done has introduced people to Bible scriptures that they didn't realize even existed, and that has pointed people now into the New Testament so they can read that thing for themselves. And, you know, the world needs everybody reading that book.
Exactly, and the world, well, I'll tell you, needs to realize that God is relevant, that his word is relevant. It stands to this day, and as you cite in your book, what some would refer to as miracles, and you remind everybody that, you know, Jesus himself, who died and rose from the dead, instituted the church and said the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Well, the gates of hell are at full throttle when you consider what's happening in the Middle East. What's happening to Christians? You know, we know that we've had a lot of refugees here recently come into the United States. 97-98% are Muslim. Now, I'm not saying anything here about Muslims. What I'm saying here is about the system. We hear and are grieved when we hear about the Christian persecution that's taken place. I mean, by comparison, people complain about the persecution here in the United States, Robert. It's nothing compared to what the Yazidis have gone through and experienced, what the Assyrian Christians. I mean, these are the people that spoke the language of Jesus, and they are suffering so incredibly. And this isn't something that's just happened in the last day or two. This has been going on for an extended period of time. And as I learned last night, you know, even talking with Robert Federer, I mean, genocide and the attack on Christians in the Middle East has been going on since the dawn of Muhammad. And I would say more particularly in the last year, not last year, last 100 years plus. There's been a genocidal process there in the Middle East that has been taking place. And what the Assyrian Christians, did, they thought, well, in the Nineveh Plains, they were coming back and they had rebuilt their communities and homes. Not that long ago, it was a growing and once again thriving community that has been absolutely decimated. We're talking homes that were selling for, $500,000. You imagine that. And now it's rubble. And it is just heartbreaking, not only about the property, but the people more particularly. And I just want to get America to take a stand.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Your MartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you. Thank you for coming along for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Our guest Robert Bakke is with us. Robert, his is an incredible story, this scrawny little kid who goes on, doesn't know better. He becomes a black belt, a regional champion. He's run a successful multi-million-dollar company at the early age of 24. He's been featured on NBC and many national affiliates, the founder of Robert Bakke Performance Ministries, an aviation expert. Robert, there just wasn't enough things for you to do here. You just haven't been busy enough. What's going on?
Well, I always laugh whenever I hear people read my resume. I still chuckle, and we talked about this last time, Bill. Yeah. I was the skinniest little runt in school, and in college I read the New Testament. It just, when you're an empty vessel and you think your life is lost, you're just a prime candidate to be filled with truly the word and the power of God. And I literally heard him say, you need to go out and prove to the world that all things are possible and the miracles happen. And that's been the engine that has driven me. That's the engine that produced the miracles, that produced a number one bestseller. And it's not me. It's the power of God. He works in all of our lives if you'll just give him the room.
Yeah, I mean, incredible. You just took God for his word, right? I mean, the maker of heaven and earth, and all things so wonderful and beautiful. He says, look, you're going to do greater things than what you saw me do is what Jesus told his disciples. And what did you know? You actually believed him, right?
I had nothing else to believe. That's the bottom line. Everybody was telling me something else about God. This is what you need to believe. We've all heard all those different interpretations and thoughts, but not one of those people had ever read the book. And I'll tell you how powerful it is to really get in and study. For instance, the word religion, people don't even know this, but when Jesus would say, beware of the teachers of religion, which you rarely ever hear in like an organized religion church, but Jesus said, beware of the teachers of religion. Here, I'll give you three quick facts. Okay. The original definition of religion in the Greek is the bondage of men. So, you know, Jesus was always talking about how these men were teaching man-made traditions and telling you they were commands from God. So when he was warning you of the teachers of religion, he was warning you about the bondage of men. We were taught that Jesus is meek. He's this mild-mannered man. If you push him, he falls down, and so shall you be. But yet, in the original Greek, the word meek is strength under control. So Jesus wasn't weak. He was actually strong. And the kicker for me was I grew up in a church being told, be fruitful and multiply, and that meant having big families. Be fruitful, multiply, mm-hmm. have big families. But the sentence in the Bible, the scripture in the Bible, sentence in the Bible, call it what you will, talked about us being blessed by God. And yes, we were to be fruitful and to multiply, but it also said to replenish, subdue, have dominion. And I started thinking, well, what is subduing and taking dominion, mm-hmm. dominating? What does that have to do with having a big family? So I pulled out this giant book called The Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. Yes. And it puts all these words in their proper context. And so that scripture we were told that meant have a big family, this is what it actually means broken down. And this will knock your shoes off. Mm-hmm. God's first command to us, you and me, everybody that can hear my voice, this is what he was saying. Prosper, increase, excel, accomplish, conquer, and reign. Well, there you have it. And we could apply that to our daily lives in business, our daily lives in sports, and we can apply that to what's going on with ISIS right now. We are to conquer, dominate, you know, conquer them, dominate them. Mm-hmm. We are to reign, not ISIS. So, right. You know, it's a mindset, and we have to understand as a people, if we point this at America, it's not a government that makes a nation great. Great people. If you can hear my voice, it's your personal greatness and the greatness of your neighbors and the greatness of your children. It's great people that rise up and create great nations.
Well, and to your point here, Robert, we're seeing this happening in kind of a microscopic scale with the Assyrian Christians. I mean, they have been absolutely ravaged there, and it has been a powerful, effective army. It is, as my prayer this morning was that the Lord of hosts was there with them, and they are holding back ISIS. It is amazing. In fact, ISIS realized that they were being pummeled, and they were wondering, you know, they woke up and they go, wait, what's happening? You know, who's pummeling us? Not the Americans, not the Russians. Well, it's the Assyrian Christians. It is these families at a grassroots level. I mean, the basis of our Constitution. What is the foundation of our Constitution? It is we the people. It's the grassroots. It's not the organisms of man. It is God operating through man very powerfully, you know, one person, one neighbor, you know, one community at a time. And, you know, as we're reminded and we've experienced in our lives, when righteousness reigns, and speaking of reigning, the people rejoice. Well, here in America, not rejoicing very well. In the Middle East, in parts of Europe right now, where evil has been allowed to run rampant, where it's not being conquered and dominated and subdued, it is tormenting and turning tables, turning the good tables upside down, if I might say.
Well, so much of it has to do with unifying with a single purpose and everyone coming together. And for instance, in America, when it comes to unity and the power of one, the first thing everybody should really do is take themselves, take their families inside the Beltway for 5 days. And if you don't know what the Beltway is, it's a ring-shaped freeway system that encompasses our nation's capital. And inside our nation's capital, when you get inside the Beltway, one of the things that you learn is, without a shadow of a doubt, we are a Christian nation. You will find Bible scriptures that are carved into the wood, it's etched into the concrete, it's chiseled into the marble. You cannot possibly come away from our nation's capital without realizing, wow, we really are a Christian nation. And having people come together pointed in that direction, that's how we become one nation. We don't become one nation by fragmenting ourselves into every possible category. And it's that unity. In fact, the Bible talks about the story of Babel, where when people come together for a common cause, and what the Bible calls everyone speaking the same language, when you can unify in a singular direction, God himself says that nothing that you can imagine will be restrained from you, that all things are possible. And that's true for America. That's true for the Syrian Christians that are unifying and fighting ISIS right now.
Exactly. Well, it's the power of one unified with the one, Robert. Whatever it is that we do, God's kingdom, you know, to come and his will to be done. And it's up to us to be in sync and in rhythm with what God's doing. All this is that is occurring, whether it's in New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, these attacks that have happened, you know, from coast to coast within our own country, around the world. It's no surprise to God, is it?
No. He knows. He's orchestrating everything, and it all comes out for his good. Absolutely.
Well, Robert, again, as always, you know, great to have you on with us. We didn't get a chance to talk about the election, but that's another reason why we need to have you back, because I think we're 50 days away from a very important decision, and this will be quite telling if this country is ready to return to its Christian roots or not.
Yeah, it's so true, and if I could put in one more plug to make everybody's life better, our book is Prayer at Full Throttle. It's a number one Amazon bestseller, very short book, 107 pages. It will show you the power that is inside of you, and it's the power to create miracles. Miracles happen, dreams become real just as soon as you believe enough to rise up and get to work.
There you go. Robert Bakke, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. It's just about 29 after.
Care for my mom? I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you, America. Yes, it is. I'll tell you, you know, the foundation, we just came off of Constitution Day over the weekend. Actually, it was officially on Saturday, but we celebrated it on Friday. Hey, it's worthy of a day and consideration, at least a couple of days, to read the U.S. Constitution. Why not? It was Constitution Day. What a wonderful, and that's an understatement. I say wonderful document, but it is so comprehensive. And when you think about constitutions of other countries, I mean, compare the United States Constitution. I mean, that's our vision. That's the goal. And, you know, the opportunity that politicians and I think we as a governing body, I mean, this is, after all, a government of, for, and by we the people. It's an encouragement. But the challenge that we have is to know that there is a difference. If we didn't know the difference, then we wouldn't say that we're on the wrong track. So I say great observation. So let's do what we can to get everything back on track. And I know our next guest agrees with that. If I might be so assuming, Jeffrey Stevens is with us, a 2016 political commentator, contributor to the DailySurge.com, author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sander thriller. Jeffrey, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back. And yes, I certainly do agree. It's an amazing document. 250 years later, it still works.
Yeah, amazing. It works when we get all these politicians and these sticks out of our spokes. It is there, it has proven itself time and time again, but you get these people that seemingly know better in their ivory towers, and they want to obliterate our Constitution, our God-given rights, and say they know better.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. I love that image, though. Get those sticks out of our spokes. Let this thing run the way it's meant to run. That's how we should be. That's how we should be approaching things.
Exactly. Well, over the weekend as well, of course, we had bombings in New York, a knife intifada attack in Minnesota. It is no longer and has not been an existential threat for a long time. The enemy is amongst us, isn't it, Jeffrey?
That is absolutely correct. And you've got a president who hasn't said anything about it. You've got a candidate who claims it's a bombing, refuses to say that it's a terrorist attack, despite the fact that we now have another young Muslim male who's on the run, where we have videos showing that he's the person who laid some of these bombs in Manhattan that went off in the Chelsea area. You've got this attack, as you say, in Minnesota. And it seems that our leaders, with their failed policies, do not want to admit what's going on, do not want to do anything to fix it. And Hillary Clinton wants people to vote for her so she could continue these same policies. It's mind-boggling that anybody would take her seriously.
Well, America has to wake up to realize that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and progressives on the left that see this world moving into a more of a globalist perspective, that they are disconnected from reality. I got to tell you, these last couple of days, Jeffrey, I've been meeting with commanders that are there on the field. And the things that they had to share with me was quite eye-opening, because the president would say, look at their JVs. ISIS doesn't know what they're doing. They just gotten kind of lucky in that. But when you hear what is happening there at the point of contact and how ISIS is commanding their forces and what they're doing there in the Middle East, what they're starting to do here in America and around the world in other hotspots where they're creating commotion in that, they know a lot more. In fact, even in your column, you talk about the ISIS military. This new ISIS military commander was trained by our State Department. So what is that telling you? Like, I mean, they don't have an idea. I mean, this guy, the kind of information that he's been trained in, I mean, to wage war, do what they do, and to be as effective as they have been, they know what they're doing. This is all very calculated. This isn't some sort of JV practice team that just got together and said, hey, let's just go out and torment a bunch of people.
No, and if your policies are failing, you've got to change your policies. But if you really don't want to, that ought to tell us something. I mean, that's what's so remarkable about what's going on here. You used a great word, which is globalists. These people believe they're running for president of the world. Donald Trump is running for president of the United States. He wants to protect us. He wants to take care of us. I can't be worried right now about a whole lot of other people, because right now we've got problems of our own that we've got to solve in this country. We've got domestic problems. We've got international problems, and they have to be addressed by a president who represents this country and its people.
Well, no question, Jeffrey, to your point, the world at large is in shambles. And it reminds me, you know, when you're on an airplane, they talk about if the mask, the oxygen mask should drop from the ceiling. It says that you put the mask on yourself first before you help somebody else, help a child. So take care of yourself.
That's right.
So in other words, you want to take care of, you know, the whole linchpin. And clearly, America has been the linchpin. We've been the strength. We've been that light on a shining hill that Ronald Reagan is referred to. There is no wonder that ISIS or any bad player in the world would want to take out the United States. We have protected the world, and people say, well, you know, we shouldn't be the police of the world. Maybe that's our job. If that's our job and we don't do that, then who's going to be that? We're going to expect China to be the police of the world? We're going to expect Putin to be the police of the world? Is that it?
Nope.
I mean, I believe the reason that America has been blessed.
They don't have moral integrity, and we do.
Yes.
But what's important also is to remember that we have to take care of ourselves first. That's what we've got to do first. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they want to come at us. They want to disrupt our lifestyle. if they can't take us out, they want to do things like they did this weekend. I mean, they also interrupted that tunnel to tower run that was going to take place for the Marines.
Yes.
There was a bomb there, and they had to call that off. They want to disrupt our lives, and we cannot allow that. That's where we should be.
I got to tell you, to me, it was an absolute miracle that the race was delayed. I don't know if you heard that or not, but the race was delayed. And because of that delay, it mitigated the injury of the Marines and their family.
That's right.
You know, because if it had happened on time, we could have had another Boston potentially.
That's right. And that's what they're shooting for. That's what they're shooting for. And that's why we need leadership that's going to stop that. So, fortunately, the polls are improving. You know, Hillary Clinton is so desperate that she's way off message, calling, you know, these horrible names to the Trump supporters, calling them then irredeemable, which her own running mate had to disown those comments yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's desperate. She doesn't even have the stamina to campaign, so she's got Obama out there saying that he would be insulted if all black Americans didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. It would be an insult to him. Now, could you imagine a white person saying that?
Exactly. Well, and this whole deal.
Could you imagine Donald Trump saying all men should vote for me because I'm a man?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, let's make it a gender. But this is what they do. They've divided. It's a divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and let's throw the race card out. Let's make a big deal. And you know, they wanted to relive the whole birther issue, and they weren't going to settle. The mainstream media was not going to go to sleep at night until Donald Trump, you know, made it official. Like it was Donald Trump's position to say that Barack Obama was born in the United States when, you know, all this mystery information, as I've said before, Jeffrey, regarding his birth certificate that he put on
Absolutely.
The government
and who
website.
Cares anymore? We're not running against Donald Trump.
Yeah,
we're running
exactly.
against Hillary.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, it's just ridiculous that they want. But, you know, the whole reason they bring this up is because Donald Trump, to your point, is making inroads in the black community. He went to them and kind of shook them up and says, hey, what do you got to lose? I mean, this party
right.
that you've been supporting all these years, what do you got? You know, you got
That's
more people
right.
in poverty, less home ownership. Education has been on the downswing. I mean, boy, they got a bad track record. How do you continue to vote for them, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Jeffrey Stevens, 2016 political commentator, author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sander thriller. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being with us. It's 19 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit the vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around the country, thank you for joining in. Of course, we're also around the world via shortwave. Bill Martinez here with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we've been talking about this series, Facing, that National Geographic has been presenting to us. It's just been outstanding. I mean, they've included Pablo Escobar, Saddam Hussein, they got Suge Knight. Of course, coming up on Tuesday this week is Facing Vladimir Putin. And this is going to premiere, as I say, tomorrow, September 20th, at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Nat Geo. And with us to talk about Putin is Bill Browder. Bill is the founder and CEO of Hermitage Capital Management, which was the investment advisor to the largest foreign investment fund in Russia until 2005, when Bill was denied entry to the country and declared a threat to national security. Bill Browder, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for coming on. So up until 2005, you're working with Russia, and suddenly the carpet's pulled out from underneath you. Explain to our audience what happened.
So I was the largest foreign investor in Russia up until 2005, and we started noticing huge amounts of money going missing in some of the big companies we were investing in, like the National Gas Company. And when we investigated, we discovered that the money was going missing because it was being stolen by high-level government officials and oligarchs. So we exposed the stealing through the national and international media. And that ultimately led to me being expelled, declared a threat to national security. But most importantly, what happened after that was that they went after me and all of my people in a big way, which ultimately led to the false arrest, torture, and murder of my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, who was killed in 2009 at the age of 37 by the Putin regime.
Wow. So here you you come across, because you have a responsibility to your investors, and so you're checking, you're going, wait a minute, the books aren't mounting up here, and so Russia's response is, hey, look, we're in charge, you're not, you're out of the country, and they kill your lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty long story, probably too long to tell the whole story in whatever the short time we have, but the basic thing
this is why also they need to go and see the premier tomorrow night of facing Vladimir Putin.
Indeed,
right?
It's a great, I had a sneak preview. It's an absolutely well done, properly made film which really grabs you and shows you that Putin is not this nationalistic, he's not a nationalist guy who's looking after the interests of the Russian people. He's a criminal. He's a full-fledged criminal who's involved in stealing money from his own country and then using all of the apparatus of their law enforcement agencies and such to protect his stolen money once it's gone. My story is just one of many, and there's many different aspects of Putin's criminality which come out in this documentary. But my story is one of the most shocking because we can directly connect Putin to money being stolen from the government. We can connect him directly to then the cover-up. He was personally involved in a conspiracy to cover up the murder of my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky. And so, you know, it's also a very important time for this movie to be coming out because we're in the midst of this a presidential election right now where some candidates, both Donald Trump and the Green Party candidate, are both praising Vladimir Putin. And it's pretty remarkable given the facts that anyone would praise him at this point.
Well, and exactly. And I think that they've, kind of perverted the idea of leadership and what it represents. I mean, if you're an oligarch and you're just serving yourself, I mean, that's not leadership. Who are you leading?
Well, that's exactly the point. And so somebody says, well, he's out there being tough. You know, he was also praising Saddam Hussein and Kim of North Korea. But being tough is not leadership. And being a dictator is not leadership. Leadership is looking after the interests of the people. And Vladimir Putin definitely hasn't been doing that. And it will become very stark and very clear for anyone who watches the show on Tuesday night on National Geographic.
Well, Bill, what about you? What about your safety?
Well, so what happened after? So just to finish the story. So in 2009, my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, was murdered in police custody after exposing a $230 million fraud committed by by officials of the Russian government. Mm-hmm. And I made it my mission after he was murdered to go after the people who killed him and to go after them and try to get them prosecuted for their involvement. It was impossible to get justice inside of Russia. The Putin regime circled the wagons. They exonerated everybody involved and gave special promotions to some of the people most complicit. And so I decided to try to get justice outside of Russia. And in doing so, I went to the U.S. Congress and I told the story of what happened to Sergei Magnitsky. And on a bipartisan basis with a Democratic senator from Maryland, Benjamin Cardin, and Republican senator from Arizona, John McCain, they put together something called the Magnitsky Act, which would impose visa sanctions and asset freezes on the people who killed Sergei and people who do similar types of things in Russia. And it ended up passing 92-4 in the Senate, 89% of the House of Representatives, and signed into law by President Obama in December of 2012. Putin reacted extremely harshly to this whole thing, and they did two things. One was that they banned the adoption of Russian orphans by American families.
Right, I remember that.
And the second thing that they did was they put me and Sergei Magnitsky on trial in the first ever case against a dead man in the history of Russia, and me in absentia. They found us both guilty. I've been sentenced to 9 years in Russian prison as a result of this case. And then they tried to use Interpol to come after me, and they issued an Interpol red notice, which is actually the name of a book that I published about the whole story called Red Notice. Right. They issued an Interpol red notice to have me arrested Fortunately, Interpol wasn't cooperating with them and took my name off the list. But they continue to pursue me all over the world in all different ways, both physically, legally, and reputationally, because of what I've done to them by creating some justice for Sergei Magnitsky.
Well, I got to imagine after this premiere tomorrow night, the heat's going to be turned up again on you.
Well, you know, something the heat's as high as it can possibly be. By many people, many objective people's standards, I'm already Putin's number one enemy. You know, it's very rare that one individual can accomplish so much against a corrupt government as I have, and so I'm already on their top of their hit list. I don't think that the movie tomorrow night is going to change that. But what the movie tomorrow night will hopefully do is educate a lot of people around the world to who this man really is, which is something that I think is important, and I hope that a lot of people watch it.
Well, something got lost in translation, particularly over the last 8 years, it seems, regarding Putin. We understood, I mean, there was a litany, typical litany declaration of his character, who he was, and then all of a sudden, you know, he became an example leader. Maybe because, of one aspect of leadership, and that is in terms of having a determined perspective and being a man of action compared to what we've seen happen on the world stage and even here domestically at times. But certainly that is a perversion of what leadership truly is all about.
Well, he's done no leadership at all other than leading his country into an unbelievable mess. He led his country to change the map of Europe for the first time in 50 years by violating all treaties and taking over Crimea and invading eastern Ukraine. He then implanted himself in this quagmire in Syria and created another few million refugees and killed tens of thousands of people in their bombing runs. And then he sort of gave his finger to the West as people, regular, normal, responsible people, question those activities. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that any objective person, could actually call that leadership in any way.
That's exactly.
All he's done is led his country into a mess, and doing so basically trying to create some kind of fervor of nationalism in his own country so people would stop being angry at him and be angry at everybody else outside of there.
Yeah, well, the facts are clear, just like they are here in the United States economically. The Russian economy is failing, and how he's able to hold this together, I mean, it seems to be, by the hair of his chinny chin chin right now. It's like, okay, how much more can they handle?
Well, basically, the worse the economy gets, the more aggressive he gets outside of the country and the more repressive he gets inside the country as a way of trying to stay in power. And unlike other heads of state, he can't be like Cameron in the UK or George Bush or whatever. When they're all done with their leadership, they can go on the lecture circuit and become on the board of directors of big companies and have a nice retirement. If he ends up out of office, he'll end up, all his money will be taken away, he'll be put in jail, and he might ultimately die. And so for him, there's no stepping down. It's all a matter of staying in power and staying in place because he's so scared of of what would happen afterwards. There's no exit strategy for Vladimir Putin.
Well, Bill Browder, congratulations on Facing. We're looking forward to seeing this tomorrow night, National Geographic Channel. It will premiere at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Facing Putin. Bill Browder has been our guest, the CEO of Hermitage Capital. Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.